Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Archangel Michael, who comes amongst you as you elevate your consciousness passing into the radiance of your temple, as you come to rest, so to speak, upon my outstretched wings. So then you are held aloft in this moment, come into the wisdom of this, for there is much held within angelic embrace. Come into your certainty and your faith in that which is the source of all, the heartbeat of creation, the breath that passes through us, and the light that shines for eternity. These things are with you always. This you know. So then come into the silence, into the stillness, but more so into the silence so that you may become aware of these things, the presence of divinity, so then come into your breath. And feel how extraordinary it is. Your spiritual lungs, that which aligns you with all else within creation. For we share this one breath. And then the heartbeat, for it is not accidental, we may say, that the human form in its conception has its heartbeat. Come into the movement. For it reassures us that we are still birthing, that we are coming into completion, and the journey continues. That this universe shall fade from view, and another, far more encompassing, shall reveal itself. Come into the depth of these words, as if they were the greatest ocean. So deep. So magnificent in its beauty and its depth. I bring to you a fluttering of my vibrational wings. And so then your consciousness comes into caress. For we have said many times, as has the ones that you call ascended, that we are the one fabric. The one beautiful tapestry. And as I shimmer, then a ripple goes out upon this fabric and passes over all there is to pass over. You are not separate from this. And we experience you even through the tiniest movement of your consciousness. The tiniest of ripples we sense washes over us and all. You are returned in kind, do you see? That what goes out from you returns to you from those whom you are not separate from. Which is all within the creation. Do you see? Just as a pebble is dropped into a rock pool, the ripples journey out and then find its boundaries. This causes the ripples to bounce back, we may say. That is the movement for all living consciousness. It is the divine whom surrounds us and brings solidity, so to speak. So that consciousness turns in upon itself and all is reflected back to us. Come into this experience and the fluttering of my wings for I hold you aloft. Just above what you call space and time, we see its shimmering surface below. And it is very active, the ocean of time, as if vast raindrops were falling upon it, causing displacement. The water displaces. Time displaces. I am in movement, and you move with me as we soar across this shimmering ocean. We see whirlpools forming in particular patterns, where time converges, and that which is destined comes into generation. It is very active. We move beyond this, and it concerns us no more. And as I uplift you with me, it's as if we come into the purest of air, the oxygen of eternity. And we breathe deeply, and every breath has its knowing. Every breath brings us understanding. Breathe. I am with you, and with me is the greater presence. I see you and observe. So then you are known, and known for all time. The air is so pure, this absence of time. No constraint. And nothing to do or to be done. We sense that there are currents within this oxygen. The breath in movement. It is a current of love. That brings with it a momentous joy. For divinity knows you, seeks you out. And gently brings forth its blessing to reassure and to confirm that you are a great source of pleasure, we may say. For the one who brought you into existence. And who is birthing you even in this moment. Nourishing you. Replenishing you. Encouraging your expansion. Waiting beyond patience, waiting and the waiting is by no means less than pleasurable, for you are understood. And these words are simply description, for that which is beyond words, this you know. So then come into feeling and the experience. You are gossamer, so light and free are you, for the current of love with its fragrance of joy contains you within itself. As if bubbles of pure love cushion you, support you, so that you may never be anything but safe, loved, enjoyed, and known. You cannot falter, and never could. Bring this into your human awareness. For all that is burdensome of the mind, emotion, and circumstance. Bring this into memory and be reminded that yours is a slipstream of love. Be not burdened. Your world will come into newness. And all that is before ceases to exist. So then, be with us, we whom are angelic. For God has sent us to you, and we are a great gift. Be conscious. For then the sunshine returns. Be playful so that you may hear us. And above all else, understand that you are not alone. Be present in this moment. Breathe. All of eternity is with us. There is no rush, nor responsibility. You simply are as you are. Come into your faith. It is important. Now more so. It bolsters your world and its circumstance. There is a dreaming that runs through us and into your earth. She is with us, we whom are angelic. We know her and spoke with her and speak with her still. She is with us. Such beauty do we feel from her. she shall not always be. In this form she takes. She will come into newness. She will leave the ocean of time. And all whom play upon her shall be with her in kind, that is to say, shall retreat. From that which is, your illusion, and though these words seem immediate, I speak not of timing, nor its relevance. You cannot know. But we are with you. So then, be assured. And I am Michael Adonai.